This coming week, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Vayetze, and the Parsha begins right off the bat, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, that Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, and Rashi comments that the double language, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, that Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harana, is based on the impression that a tzaddik has and leaves on a community when he's there, and then he leaves. So the Klei Yakar adds to Rashi's comment that a tzaddik can only make an impression if the people left behind are able to detect the impact that he leaves on them. The Beis Halevi adds that in most cases, people travel either from somewhere or travel towards a destination, but not both. Yaakov was able to keep himself focused on both missions, and thus he was able to achieve them both, Vayetze Yaakov and Vayelech Harana. Yaakov, of course, stops on Har HaBayis, Vayifka Bamakom Vayalan Sham, and he wakes up in the morning and he realizes that it's Beis El, Ve'ulam, the Torah tells us, Luz Shem Ha'ir LaRishona, the city was originally known as Luz. Now, the Gemara in Sota and Daf Mem Vavam in Beis notes that the Malach HaMavis was not allowed into the city of Luz, and hence nobody died there. So Rav Yashav Zatzal asked, how can a city with such overt success simply disappear? So Rav Yashav explained that a place without destiny may not have any death, but also doesn't have life. Life is something that you create with a value and the energy based on what you put into it. But if you don't put into it, it leaves you behind. Luz Shem Ha'ir LaRishona, but it doesn't ever move forward. Yaakov also declares, Evan Hazos Asher Samti Matzeva. You know, if you stop and think about it, this stone, there are a lot of stones around this parsha. The stone reassures Yaakov when he's afraid. It needs to be removed when he's at the well. It serves as a divider from Lavan at the end. What's the role of the rolling of the stones? So Rabbi Lam Shalita suggested that the greatest boulder in life is that which the shepherds said to Yaakov when they said, Lo Nuchal, when they said, we cannot function and we cannot do something. They, in this regard, they were speaking about moving a stone off the well. The argument of Lo Nuchal is the ultimate impediment from success. Yaakov doesn't see boulders as things that hold him back. He uses them to be stepping stones to greatness, and therefore the stone is there to be a symbol for us where we are in Galus. Yaakov then turns, rolls the stone off the well, and he also, of course, sees Rachel. He hugs her, he kisses her, Vayisars Kolo Vayev. He raised his voice, and he cried, and Rashi notes that he cried because he was sad that he had come empty-handed. Now, why would the spiritual Yaakov think it critical to cry over something to meet overcoming to meet Rachel with this type of poverty? What kind of message is that? So the late great Chevron Rosh Hashiva of Simchas Yisrael Brody Zatzal suggested that Yaakov was afraid that if he came unprepared, it might be an indication that Hashem was not with him in achieving the shidduch over here. So being afraid of not proceeding in the path Hashem had for him was a reason for Yaakov to be distressed, and so therefore he cried. In the end of the day, we learn Ve'enei Leah Rakos. Leah's eyes were tender, and Rashi explains that this was because she cried all the time because of the rumors that people spread about whom she was going to wind up with. The late great Remeir of Premishlan notes that she cried excessively on purpose not to attract Esav. The Sfadi Gon, the Ben Yehoyada, the author of the Ben Ish Chai, goes one step further, adding that when she saw that the younger brother, who was supposed to be this great tzaddik, had no effect on the older, wicked brother, she saw much to cry about in her own potential lot. And so, of course, her eyes got quite tender. But things were not meant to be. Yaakov worked 7 years. He marries this girl, and oh, behold, in the morning it was Leah. And Rashi notes at night, Yaakov didn't realize it was Leah, since Rachel had seen the potential embarrassment facing her sister, and she gave her the signs so that Leah wouldn't be embarrassed. Now, why was Rachel not concerned about the lion lost to Yaakov? After all, there was a Geneva over there as well. After all, he had worked 7 years for Rachel's hands. So Rav Chaim Greinemann Zatzal explained that Rachel understood that Yaakov might have decided in the future to divorce Leah, but at least that public humiliation would have been avoided. We'll talk about this a little bit in our Chalon Chabura when we talk about the basis of the public busha that comes with a broken engagement as well. But this alone was reason enough for her to take the chance. Yes, Yaakov may have to do something that would later also bring about a busha, but that action on Yaakov's part would come with less of a overt embarrassment than doing it with the shock and the awe under the chuppah. Later, after 20 years of work for Lavan, and after he ran away, Vayichar li Yaakov. Yaakov finally gets angry at Lavan when Lavan comes up to him all yisodistic and tzaddik-like. Now, it's hard to believe that the man who was swindled by Lavan for 20 years and didn't respond is all of a sudden getting angry. What changed? So the late great Sephardi chief Rabbi Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal explained that when it comes to physical matters, gashmius, there's room to be mevater. There's room to give in and to say, I'm not going to let this affect me. However, when it comes to spiritual matters, one does not need to, and just frankly cannot just give in. And so therefore, Yaakov Avinu does not do that in this situation. Finally, in the Haftorah, we learn about Hosea's perspective. Vayavod Yisrael b'ishov v'ishash amar, that Yaakov worked for a woman over there, and for a woman he was saved. Now, why does the Torah use the double reference to a woman? So Rosh Hashanah Shalita suggested that there is a reference to Rachel and to Leah over here. Vayavod sham Yisrael b'isha. He works for an Isha, namely Leah, uvisha shamar, and then he worked again for Leah. Now, why did Shidduchim come so hard to Yaakov? So much so that he had to work for 14 years to get the Shidduch. So Rosh Hashanah would often remind us that things worth keeping often come with hard work. They just frankly don't come simply. Yaakov's Shidduch was particularly important insofar as it would be the source of all of the Shvatim. He worked hard to have and hold on to the relationships, and the hard work paid off. We live in a very tough, difficult time, and in that difficult time, we sometimes think about giving in. Parashas Vayetze teaches us not to give in, to learn from Yaakov, to not give in to the stones, to be bolder, and to handle that in our Shidduchim as well, and in other areas of life that provide a challenge, until we get to the point where all challenges will cease, and that will come in our days in the future. Shabbat Shalom to all.